You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
It is funny that country is such like a polarizing genre.
Being single sounds perfectly fine to me.
And people are like low-key following us.
I get carried away. I'm like, oh, we're on a crawl.
Somebody messaged me on Raya the other day.
And he's like telling Jack to get down on one knee.
He couldn't get the word out.
I can't even say the word right now, guys. I'm overwhelmed now.
I actually can't handle how tan you are. I don't think I've ever seen you this tan.
I feel like whenever I wear blue, I look tanner.
Yeah.
Than normal.
That's a good point because it brings out your eyes.
Thank you. That's so kind.
You're welcome. But also, like, you've been in the Caribbean so much.
No, I'm considering myself extremely lucky that I've been on all these trips recently because
you
usually
went on that cruise to the Bahamas.
Usually,
you've been all over the Caribbean.
I'm typically not this tan this early on.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see what the end of summer will be for
me. Who knows?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Well, sometimes my Italian heritage chooses to show itself, and currently it is. But I swear it takes effort to get this tan.
It does.
While protecting oneself, because, you know, if I really wanted to, just like fry my skin, but I'm trying really hard to like use a lot of SPF. And that's on adulting. But the thing is, you can still get super tan using SPF.
Yeah, that seriously is on growing up because my entire youth, I feel like I never thought that I would get any color if I put suntan lotion on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's like, it's a shield.
It's blocking me from the sun.
Yeah, it is a sunblock.
Yeah.
But that's like not, that's a myth. It's a myth that we believed when we were young. And now we know. It's not a thing.
Especially after my trip to Aruba when I literally used SPF 70 every hour,
twice an hour,
and I was so tan.
You're tan right now, too.
Well, I've adopted a self-tan regimen.
What's your regimen?
I just self-tan once a week.
What day do you self-tan? Because I feel like...
I did it yesterday, last night.
Oh, you're a Wednesday nighter.
Yeah, well, I knew I was going to be showing my legs tonight, so I needed to tan, and then I also wanted to have a buffer in case it didn't look good to be able to be tan for Saturday because I want to wear my new dress.
I see, because I feel like typically I'm seeing the girlies online say that their tanning days are Thursdays.
Yeah,
like Thursday is typically people's tanning day, but I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah, I've been using a mousse and then locking it in with the Tan Luxe Gradual Tanning Lotion.
Okay.
So that it gets really even. And then I feel like I'm double hitting.
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll see.
It's working out. You look good.
Yeah. It looks much more even than I expected it to. So that's good.
As you guys can tell, we are absent one voice.
He's on a Greek journey.
He's living his Mamma Mia dream.
Yeah, he really is.
Adam is a jet setter.
My job as the real estate agent is requiring me to stay put.
Yeah, you guys,
boots on the ground.
You guys move so soon.
It's really soon, and honestly it's creeping up extra fast because the one trip outside of my trip home over the 4th of July is I have to be in LA for work at the end of August, and I was extending through Labor Day to go see one of my friends in San Diego because I've never been, and I figured I was already on that coast, perfect excuse to go, work paid for my flights, whatever. And then I realized the other day that I'm taking a red eye back to New York on August 31st and land on September 1st. And my lease ends August 31st. I just didn't think about it at all. Like, it didn't come to mind when I was making my plans. It's like, it's the holiday weekend. It's perfect. I'll get back early on Monday. And then the other day I had a sinking feeling about it. And I was like, wait, oh no.
When is Labor Day? I thought it was September.
It's the last weekend in August. So Labor Day is September 1st this year.
Real? Okay, does it change? Because I swear it was like the 5th last year.
Yes, I am not sure how holiday weekends like that work. Maybe it's like the first Monday in September in the way that the weeks lie.
Yeah, because you know how Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday?
Yeah, it's like the third Thursday.
It doesn't matter.
And Labor Day is always a Monday.
I love that Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday because Thursday is my favorite day.
Me too.
My favorite day of the week is Thursday.
Same.
I know we upload our podcast on Friday, so hopefully your favorite day of the week is Friday. But Thursday is my favorite day because it's not quite Friday yet. You still have the promise of how the exciting. The
entire weekend.
Yes, it's like, oh, I have the whole weekend ahead mm-hmm. of me. And like the hardest parts of the week are typically over, I feel like, by Thursday. Like Thursday end of day is the best time to be alive.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Like, it's the best day. If anyone says otherwise, like, oh, Sunday is my favorite day. Sunday, honestly, is my least favorite day because you're just like, it's the scaries. Yeah. The scaries hit and you're so close to Monday.
I've been feeling very free of Sunday scaries recently because I've been boring. I feel like I've been going out a lot on Fridays and then Saturday, like, being productive and then having Sunday to just, like, do whatever I want.
Yeah. That's fair. I feel like, well, typically, as of recent, I've been out of town, but I'm trying to stay put. This weekend, I'm here, and
we have a birthday party.
But of course, it's raining. I swear.
Yeah.
I swear, New York City, I have it out for you.
They have it out for us.
For the weather.
It has it out for us.
Because for whatever reason, it's always raining on the weekends these days.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
Yet. Today, Thursday, 90 degrees, sunny, gorgeous, beautiful day. Except, I don't want that either. It's too hot.
What do you want?
Sunny and 77 degrees.
You know that movie, what is it, Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, when she's like, what's your favorite date?
What's your idea of a perfect date?
Yeah.
Or something. And she's like, whatever day it was.
I think it was
May.
May 3rd or something.
May 3rd, because it's not too hot and it's not too cold or whatever she says.
She's like, all you need is a light jacket.
Yeah, all you need is a light cardigan or something. And he was like, no, I meant like your perfect date on a night out. Like,
what is your idea of a perfect date?
Like time of year?
No, like date.
A perfect date? Date?
Like date night.
A perfect date night. Well, my perfect date before I was in a relationship is different than now being in a relationship. Because I feel like before, my idea of a perfect date is drinks, weeknight, with like enough planning beforehand that I know that I have an easy out if I want to leave, and somewhere walking distance from my apartment.
Okay.
That was my perfect date. But now, I like when Jack plans something and he doesn't involve me at all. Like, I like having no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Because then I don't have to, like, stress whatsoever. So that's my idea of a perfect date.
Yeah, that's nice.
How about you?
I feel like my idea of a perfect date is going to drinks right now that it's nice out, somewhere that we could sit outside if it's a nice night. Mm-hmm. Or actually, maybe the first spot you sit inside, and then if things are going well, go for a nightcap and like sit outside and have a glass of wine somewhere.
I love it.
Doesn't that sound perfect?
That does sound perfect, except for I feel like I have a hard time with there being two destinations, because then it just gets out of hand for me. Yeah. Like, I have a hard time. I don't have a drinking problem. Let me just preface with that. But I just have an excitement problem.
Yeah.
And once I'm like, I get revved up.
You don't want the night to end.
It's like, what's that? There's a Luke Bryan. Nope. Oh my God. Luke Combs. Sorry, Luke Combs. Luke Combs song. It's like, once I turn it on, I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
It's like, once I get going.
Yeah.
I can't.
There's no stopping me once I get going.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Too many. Yep. Wait, can I say something that I've been thinking about? Sorry, while I'm on this track.
Please.
Of thinking
by about all means.
Country music. So I was actually, this thought initiated when I was thinking about Post Malone and how he's delved into country, and like everyone's trying their hand at country, country music. And like Ed Sheeran, I heard.
Yeah, he's making his foray into country music.
Is trying to enter the country music space. So like country's becoming, not that it's ever not been cool, let me just say that. I've always loved country music. I've like loved it since I was very young. But I feel like in that grain, New York City has become, well, New York as a whole has become so obsessed with country recently.
Yeah.
Like, typically speaking, I feel like you think of country music being very popular in the South or like southern-ish areas, but there's a country bars popping up. Mm-hmm. There's a new country bar in the Hamptons this summer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
but actually, the Common Country that's opening, I feel like they're marketing it as the Hamptons, but it's opening on the North Fork from what I saw. Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought that was oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That adds to it for me. I was just thinking about it, how country's really, it's having such a moment right now.
Yeah.
In the Northeast. It's huge. I mean, I don't want to sound stupid because obviously I know country, people love country music. They always have. Yeah. But for some reason, I feel like it's having such a moment right now. And like TikTokers are becoming country artists.
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
I don't know. I think it's also with like the branding of country music too.
Yeah.
It's less, I don't know. It's like, it's not so much feeling like you need to be like tractors and beer and whatever. Like, yeah. I feel like people used to think that way. And now it's much more mainstream, I feel like. And there's a lot of collaborations happening. Western-ish style is really in general.
Yeah, it's becoming, I feel like it's very, I want to say, inclusive. Like,
yeah,
the community has expanded. Like, I think a lot of people were intimidated by country music, and country fans are like, you know, I've been to a bunch of country concerts and stuff. Like, you, a country fan, like, country fans are dedicated. They are loyal. They are not afraid to stand out in the rain for the people they love.
Yeah.
Like, people love country music. And so I feel like for a while, maybe the space felt like a little bit like you need to be like a super fan to be a part of it. Or you need to have like listened to country from a young age to be a part of it.
Well, there also was just so much hate around it growing up. Because I feel like I started listening to country music in high school and people would be like, turn this off. Like,
yeah, what's with that? In college, I remember. Yeah. In college.
People thought it was like soft to like country music, and now everybody likes it. But also, meanwhile, I, of course, went to Alabama my freshman year. And it was just funny because so many of the people who are from the South actually were like, Northerners like country music so much more than I do. Like, I like rap. I don't even listen to country.
It is funny that country is such like a polarizing genre. Like, you either love it or you hate it for some reason.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, I feel like when I was on Hinge, I remember seeing a lot of people's prompts being like, something along
hate
the lines of
country music.
Yeah, like
don't hate me if I hate country music.
Yeah, or don't go on a date with me if you love country music or something. I'm like, why is this like a point of contention?
I think don't hate me if I, or whatever, is probably the worst Hinge prompt ever.
Yeah, a certain kind of person uses the don't hate me. I mean, it depends, unless it's like really funny.
Yeah.
But I think most of the time it's kind of like,
don't hate me if I plan the perfect date and you never want to see anyone ever again.
It's kind of giving like pick me energy.
Yeah, 100%.
No offense to anyone who has that on their profile, but
you should change it.
Maybe take this as some advice.
Don't hate me if I'm perfect. Somebody messaged me on Raya the other day. I want to unmatch him after this message. He goes, does this mean that we're dating now? No one's told me how Raya works.
Okay. Once again.
Like, just ick.
Once again, another pick me thing to say.
Right.
Or just like, well, you know that that's probably worked for him before.
He has in his bio. I don't know who Rufus DeSoul is. And at this point, I'm too afraid to ask. Maybe try Google. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
no, this is just not the kind of person we want to be with.
Yeah.
And that's on knowing yourself.
Yeah. And this is what I'm going to show my dad when I see him next. Because he texted me
Colby's
last
dad.
Night saying that he hopes I get married, or he would like for me to get married while he can still walk.
Well, you know what, Dad? That's like a you problem, like, not a me problem.
I literally was like, I would enjoy that too. Let me know. Let me know if you know anyone.
Let me know if you have any leads.
Right. Like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, so, I feel like, once again, we can chalk it up to, like, just a different generation.
Yeah, that, and also, my dad has sent me texts like that for years. But also, in high school, I had parents who were like, you can't have a boyfriend. Like, no boyfriends allowed. Whatever. Mm. So, I'm like, you go from one extreme to then now you're like, oh, do you have any boyfriend? Or is there a boyfriend in the picture? I wrote him back, yes, multiple. I did say that.
Yeah.
I told my sisters I was going to say that, and they didn't answer. And I was like, whatever, I'm saying it. And then when he wrote back, I was like, damn, now I have to answer to my father. I don't know. The joke sounded good at first. I thought it would shut him up, but it didn't.
Now
then
he
only had more questions.
Your dad's going to go around being like, Colby has multiple boyfriends in New York. That's my girl.
Good. As he should.
We are approaching 30. I'm saying this more as a me thing because I'm closer than you.
Yeah.
And also, I was in Jamaica. Wait, let's do the intro.
Yeah.
Colby, take it away.
Okay. Wow, the pressure's on.
You got
it. I forgot what I was supposed to even say.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie and Colby.
And Adam in Mykonos.
How are ya?
Is he in Mykonos? Where is
he's
he right
in
now?
Mykonos. He's at in Mykonos. The moment.
Adam is frolicking in Mykonos.
Yeah.
And we are here on the couch.
We are.
And I was in Jamaica a few days ago, which was fabulous. I was there for work. More to come. I'm posting like a vlog and a bunch of Instagram stuff.
The trip looked literally amazing.
Coming up. Yeah, I was working with Sandals Resorts. So it was very cool. And Danielle was, funny enough, on a Sandals trip as well at the same time, also in Jamaica. But I didn't realize Jamaica, this is so dim of me, but like is huge. Like she was a full 2 hours away from me.
Yeah, that's wild.
So we were like, maybe the boys could meet up and play golf together or something, and like we could hang out. And then we were just like, there's no way. Like, that's just so far.
Sorry, we're far apart.
And we don't have cars. Yeah. So it was just interesting. But yeah, Jamaica was fabulous. But where was I going? Oh, so we did this photo shoot. Because
you did the photo shoot too?
We did the photo shoot. I brought Danielle up because she started this trend.
Yeah.
She posted like we let this because at Sandals, and I'm sure other resorts are like this too, but this was my first ever experience with this sort of thing. Like we were on property and there were multiple Sandals photographers. Like that is their job, like to be a photographer for the resort, but like for you. Mm-hmm. Like you can just enjoy your time on the trip. You don't even need your phone because these photographers, if you want, like you just flag them down. You're like, hey, take a picture of this. Like we're in the water together. Can you take a picture? And they ask for your room number and they have it on file. And if at the end you want the photo,
you pay for it.
You'll have to pay for it. Yeah. But you can like have these professional, gorgeous photos. So if you're doing like a Christmas card or something, like, or maybe you just got engaged or you just got married. Like these people are like legitimate photographers.
Memories from your trip.
Yeah. So they have a knack for finding you as well, like all around the resort. And they kind of will, you know, they want you to work with them, of course.
Right.
So they're going to constantly remind you to set up a photo shoot or something.
Yeah.
So once I saw Danielle's video, I was like, oh my God, wait, they do amazing work. We're going to sign up.
Right.
So we signed up for a time slot, sunset. Did the photo shoot, and I didn't like pack knowing we were going to do a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like this was something that came up after the fact. And the last outfit I had on the trip was kind of this, like, it's not white, but it is kind of white. Like it's,
I literally just looked at your finger and I was like, what are you getting at?
Oh, no, I'm not engaged. Ow. Spoiler alert. But I was wearing this like white-ish dress. It was beige with sequins, but because we were like the flash, it looked kind of white. Okay. Where I'm going with this is he was wearing a white linen shirt. And
so it looked like you were engaged
or about to be
proposed.
Cause you know, some people will like go into their day kind of thinking they're getting engaged, and so they'll wear white, or like, I don't know, everyone has different ideas.
And then you arrange the photographer.
Yeah, so like, and some people fully know when they're getting proposed to. Like, I hope to never know. I hope to literally have no inkling that it is happening. I hope to have like hot pink nails or something because I didn't know. Like, I really don't want to know.
To each their own.
I don't, like, that's just me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we set up this photo shoot and we are unintentionally wearing like a bridal outfit. And so, of course, we're walking around with this photographer because he brings you to like multiple places on. Oh,
it's a full shoot.
It's a full shoot, like multiple locations. Okay. Like, and of course, there was like an outdoor meal happening right next to where he decided to plop us down and have us do a shoot. And he was like, put your ring hand on. Like, he was fully like orchestrating this shoot, like all this stuff.
Oh my God.
Which was honestly hilarious. Like, we found it very funny. But of course, everyone around us was like noticing I didn't have a ring on and probably thinking, oh my God, any minute now he's going to get down on one knee and it's going to happen, because they're both wearing white. They're doing a professional photo shoot in Jamaica.
Right.
Like, this is the prime location.
And at Sandals, which their commercials are so sexy and romantic.
Yes, it's like very much like a couple destination. Yeah. Like, it's very coupley, very romantic. Yeah. Like, there's just hearts everywhere. Everything's in the shape of a heart.
Oh my God. Everything that's so has funny.
Rose petals. Like, it is romantic. Yeah. Okay. And so I'm walking around and we're like taking these pictures and people are like low-key following us. Like, they are like hiding.
They're wanting to see.
Yes. And I like filmed some vlog footage of like us walking around with the photographer because I might do it.
Or maybe they thought you were famous.
Doubt it. But like, thank you, Colby.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for suggesting that. But we were walking around and I was like vlogging and I like was editing my footage today.
Yeah.
And I didn't really notice because I'm not like, you know, looking at him with like a fine tooth comb like every clip when I'm filming it. But there's people like everywhere, like following us, looking right at us, like kind of lurking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do they think it's going to happen? And so
people have their binoculars out there.
I mean, it's honestly cute. And I would do the same exact thing because I still to this day have not ever witnessed a proposal.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy. I feel like at this point in my life, 29 years on this planet, you think I would have witnessed and living in New York City.
Yeah, I saw somebody propose in a random park. You know how there are a bunch of those parks kind of in the middle of the street in the West Village?
Yeah, they're like kind of small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw somebody propose in one of those.
Did you like stop and watch?
No. I didn't really fully register what was happening. And then I was like, huh, I got to get out of here.
My biggest fear is like being in the background of one. And
right.
Being like,
that's why I was like, oh my God, I got to go.
It's like, what do you do? Like, getting out of the way would kind of cause like motion in the, if there's like a video, like someone's going to see you dart out of the back of the video, or is it just best to stay put? Or like, what's the protocol? Like, I think you just get the hell out of there, right?
Yeah. I registered what was going on and I was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I just booked it out.
Well, that's probably for the best.
But so how'd your photos come out?
So again, this guy was like unintentionally hilarious. Like, I don't think his name is Chris.
Okay.
Chris, the Sandals photographer. I don't think he was intending to be funny, but it was just funny because I don't think we didn't like properly get to know each other before. And I don't think he knew that we were just there for fun. At one point he was like, Katie, walk towards me. And Jack, and he just like gestures like for him to get down. And I'm like, get down. And he's like telling Jack to get down on one knee.
Yeah.
And at one point,
he's like, right now, this is the perfect moment.
No, when we were walking like on the beach at sunset and our photos are being taken, I was like, he's not going to do it, is he? No, right?
Yeah.
No. And I organized the damn photo shoot.
Right.
There's no fucking way he would. But I don't know why. I was like, my brain was like going there and I was like freaking out. And then I'm like, no, I organized this. Yeah. No way.
This cannot happen like this.
And I was like, oh God. So it was just funny. Like, if you're going to sign up for one of those, just know that there's going to be people lurking. Also, maybe don't wear white.
Yeah.
But the photos turned out amazing.
Good.
They honestly slayed.
Okay. So, I can't wait to see them.
Anyway, but yeah, it was just interesting because also on the trip, and Danielle experienced similar. It's like people were asking us like, oh, like, did you just get married? Are you engaged? Like, whatever. And we're like, no, just here for fun. Or
did you make any vacation friends?
Here for work. We did make vacation friends.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is amazing. We were doing karaoke like every night. So,
oh, they have karaoke there?
We made a lot of friends
that
way.
What did you sing?
So actually, funny enough, like, I didn't sing a thing. Oh. I
was you were just singing along.
No, I was too busy. Well, yes, but I was too busy chatting with people that I didn't
with
even
your new pals.
Get on the list. But Jack sang every night.
What did he sing?
He loves some Champagne Supernova.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Roan. What's champagne?
Champagne Supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. Oasis.
I think I know it.
Oh my God, Colby, come on.
It's not top of mind for me. That's not my genre.
To be fair, I didn't really do it justice just now.
Like, no, I think I know what you're talking about. In a champagne super, is that part of it?
Yeah, champagne supernova in the sky.
I would not know how to sing that song.
Anyway,
but that's okay. I don't have to.
All's that to say, it was a fabulous trip. Content to come. I didn't really post a lot while I was there because it ultimately is a work trip, and I'm posting some stuff about it, which is always very fun. But yeah, the trip really taught me that like it's hard for a couple to when you're of a certain age to just go on a trip and people to not assume that you're there for like a wedding reason or you are married.
Yeah.
And it's just starting to dawn on me that like I'm not going to be a child bride. Like I'm at the age where it's like very normal to get engaged and yet I'm like not there yet. And it's like I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of like I was in the moment being like, no, like I'm happy to tell people we're here just for fun and no, we're not getting engaged and probably not soon. And I'm actually great with that.
Yeah.
And I mean it. I'm serious. Like I think a lot of people would hear that and be like, oh, she's spiraling. Like she's stressed. She wants a proposal tomorrow. She's expecting it. Like that's not true. And I think it's nice that like we're in this age where it's actually perfectly normal to not be engaged until like you can be 40 and it's fine. Yeah. Like any age, but you know what I mean? It's like less serious now.
Yeah, totally.
To past and generations.
I've heard of, like, recently so many relationship horror stories that I'm like, being single sounds perfectly fine to me.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing more and more TikToks. It's like if you are X age, like in your 30s, you're only in season one of Sex and the City. If
you're like, we're not 32, even there yet.
I think 32 is how old they were in season one.
Yeah. I think maybe it's older. Just really weird because I do think that I am like stunted at 24. Like in my head, I cannot comprehend that I'm 28 years old.
I know. It doesn't.
I just think of myself as being so young. I don't know why.
No, I know. I feel the same way.
And I think I'll just always feel that way, which I think is a good thing. I don't know if I'll ever be like, oh my God, I'm a grown up.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, We made some couple friends on vacation. This is why I'm thinking of it. We were really buddy buddy with this couple that was 24. Like they were so amazing and fun. Yeah. And they are 20. We didn't even like address ages until we started talking about like colleges and graduation years. And I'm like, oh my God, you are younger than my sister. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
But it's funny because I feel like whenever I remember being that age or in my early 20s and talking to someone in maybe their 30s, I feel like there's this tendency at our age, like nearing 30, to be like trying to justify why Jack and I aren't married because the 24-year-old couple just got married. And so this was their honeymoon. Oh. And so it was just interesting.
Where were they from?
Where are they from? Tennessee. South. And they, which that's, you know, generalization.
Yeah.
People in the South get married young. That's not always true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they were talking about like getting married and whatnot. And I was like, I almost was, you know, talking. And I was like, why am I doing that? No. Yeah. Like, I'm
actually.
You don't
have to justify it.
You don't have to justify it. And you also don't need to feel bad. And I also think that maybe as a society, we should maybe, you know, judge people a bit less for the paths they take and, you know, how long maybe someone's dating someone before they get engaged or before they move in. Like, I feel like there's this pressure to be like, explain yourself.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And if maybe you've been dating for like 8 years and you haven't moved in together yet, or you haven't, like, why are we judging? And
on the flip side too, when it's like, we're dating, things are going well, we're, my lease is up, I can move into his apartment, even if it's only been like,
yeah,
less than a year, but things are trending upward, like, whatever. It's not your life.
All's to say, we should stop judging people's timelines so much. Yeah. Like how, like, people's, the trajectory of their relationship, mm-hmm. whether it be fast or slow, because, like, a lot of times it's, I think it's projection. Like, people are projecting,
yeah,
their own insecurities on someone's timeline, and that's a you problem. But also, I feel like, I mean, no one knows a relationship better than the people that are in it. And, you know, a lot of times it's just, it's not your business. That's,
yeah.
Just, that's just something I've learned. And it's, you should also not be so hard on yourself too.
Me, as in me?
No, I'm saying you as in general, oh, Colby.
I was like, I'm not being hard on myself.
Well, if you are.
Yeah.
No, I'm more so speaking to myself.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like I need, I think this is just a me thing in general. I always feel like I have to justify everything and explain to every, like, over explain to people everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something I need to just, like, leave in the past, because I'm just moving and grooving, and I don't need to explain to perfect strangers why I'm not engaged or I'm not married. And, you know,
yeah, it's like, whatever. I have a boyfriend and just, I'm 29.
Yeah.
What of it? My thing is, I wouldn't, if I were in a serious relationship right now, and married happily, whatever, I still, like, wouldn't even be able to have a child right now. I have so much more that I want to do before I have children and need to figure out how I'm going to accomplish that.
Yeah.
Before then. Places I want to go, parts of the world that I want to see.
I feel like they always say, like, you're never ready for XYZ. You just jump in. And I'm like, yeah, but you also know when you're not ready.
Right.
There is a such thing as knowing, like, there, I think it's all like a spectrum. It's percentages, right? Like, I'm either like 60, I'm 50-50, I'm 40-60, you know, like, yes versus no, ready for kids, not ready for kids, ready for marriage, not ready for marriage. And, like, maybe you're not ever 100% sure.
Yeah.
But, like, you know when you're not ready for something, like, flat out not ready.
Right.
And just, I don't know. This trip just, like, really was very eye-opening. Like, I was sitting on the flight home and I was like, it's okay that I'm not ready to get married right now. Like, it's actually perfectly okay. And I also don't need to explain that to anyone.
No.
And it feels like it's always the question on everyone's lips is like, or, and if they're not going to ask you point blank, they're going to ask you another way. Like,
well,
they're
going to, they're just the curious. Questions People are curious. Just change. Then it's like, oh, are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? Whatever, after you get married, then it moves on to that.
Right. There's always a question or like,
oh, are you going to buy a house? Like,
are you going to have another kid?
Right.
Are you going to have another kid? Like, it's, oh, I've had three kids. Like, are you going to have another one?
Right. Are you done?
Are you done?
Yeah.
No, it's just people and their questions.
Yeah.
You know, and it's perfectly natural to be curious. And I think we now live in this, with the technological age of it all, people have no shame with the questions they ask. People literally ask women on, I saw this picture of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, okay, she was wearing like a shapeless dress. And to be honest,
okay, she typically does not have the most impressive fashion.
I love her.
Somebody who loves her music, her looks flop quite often.
Yeah, I think it's truly just because she like doesn't care. She like, she doesn't, I don't think, does she have a stylist? I don't know.
Yeah, she does.
Some of her looks I'm obsessed with and I love. And ultimately, at the end of the day, she is an artist.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to have it all figured out and all perfect. But yeah, there are some looks that I don't love.
Yeah.
But she did wear a dress the other day from Doen that I actually have.
Oh,
so hopefully you liked that look.
I didn't see it.
Well, it was this like dark floral dress. I have it in the different colorway.
I'm
but
sure
it's the
I would
same,
like that.
The same dress from Doen. But she was wearing the dress and it like, I found this way or found this with the dress as well that I have. From certain angles, it might look like you're pregnant.
Oh,
I just stuttered.
You couldn't get the word out.
I can't even say the word right now, guys. I'm overwhelmed. No, like she could be pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
okay, I'm just saying, because I've felt that way as well in this particular dress, because right. it has a certain flow to it. And there were comments saying, like, is she pregnant? At Taylor Swift, is she pregnant? I'm like, people have no shame. My mom taught me from a very young age, you never ask someone if they're pregnant.
Right.
You let them tell you. And so people on social media are just like, the questions people ask. And I feel like because of that, it's translating into real life and people are just so emboldened with their questions.
Yeah. People are curious. Taylor Swift is like the name on everyone's lips at all time though.
Yeah. She owns all of her albums now.
For every reason, good or bad.
I wonder if she I know that she does, or she has in the past gone on social media and she likes people's TikToks and stuff. She's liked one of my TikToks.
I know. I was just going to say that.
On my birthday, 2 years ago, I will never forget that birthday because it was also the day I did my hard launch of Jack. And I'm it's just funny that
it was such a great day.
The reason why that was the best day was because Taylor Swift liked my TikTok. That I announced that I was dating someone. That's not the highlight of my day.
Yeah. Sorry. Taylor. Sorry, Jack.
Sorry, Jack. Taylor takes precedence.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if, I don't know how celebrities have phones.
I don't either.
I feel like if I were, I would be Ed Sheeran. You know how Ed Sheeran, doesn't have a phone?
No, he
doesn't
know that, but I love that for him.
He's a flip phone or something, and this has been a thing for a very long time. He just, doesn't go on social media.
I love that Ed is having his moment.
I love Ed. I went to his concert, not to be that girl, but, I went to one of his smaller gigs before he was super famous.
I went to his concert 2 years ago and it was amazing.
I know that's the worst kind of thing to say, or the worst person is I went to see him when he wasn't
honestly,
famous.
Well, honestly, no, he was way, I feel like he was huge so long ago. And then when I was going to Ed Sheeran, everyone was like, why are you going to Ed Sheeran?
Anyone but who I love him. Clowns on Ed Sheeran is the worst kind of person.
He is a one-man show, too. I was so impressed by his performance. He plays his own instruments and, cues up the track that's going to play and then runs around the stage and is also singing at the same time. He doesn't have a band. It's not a huge production. There's no dancers. It's, just him.
Yeah. He's so impressive.
He's so good.
And he, continues to churn out music year after year.
Yeah.
Now I'm so impressed with him. I hope him and Taylor are still friends.
Yeah, maybe she'll be on his country album.
Honestly?
Isn't she coming out with new music?
We always feel like she's coming out with new music. I mean, now there's so much material that she has to work with. She has Travis. She's really only written a couple of songs that kind of touch on her relationship with Travis. So she definitely has a lot in the wings.
I hope it's country-ish.
I could see that. I could see that. I feel like she's been leaning back towards her roots.
Yeah, a little bit.
She did successfully re-record, I believe she re-recorded Debut, which is her first album.
Yeah.
But she couldn't do Reputation.
She didn't do Reputation,
yeah. Or she did part of it, but she decided that it was just great how it was, which...
Yeah, I hope she releases the Vault tracks, because
she will.
I'm going to be honest, I prefer the original songs better, so I'm happy that we can go back to listening to those without being reprimanded
or just feeling guilty.
Yeah,
I would always feel guilt whenever one came on my old playlist. Right. I'd be I would sprint to my phone to switch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also feel a little bad.
Yeah, because I'm I love the Vault tracks that we got.
Me too.
Those are some of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever.
No, I have to say I love Taylor Swift so much. You guys know how much I love Taylor Swift. I talk about her all the time, but some of the songs, the re-records, just did not hit. They Mm-mm. did not hit, and I'm glad that we can now say it with confidence, or say it without feeling bad.
Yeah.
Because some of them,
Better Than Revenge was bad.
We can all agree on that. And I see what she was doing, trying to change the lyrics to be, considerate of, maybe slut-shaming.
But she was better known for the things she did on the mattress.
And that's just fact, you know? Sometimes you just are that.
Sometimes that's the truth.
Sometimes that's just your legacy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just gotta live with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's certain songs, especially from Fearless, that mm-hmm. I loved, the original.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, her young voice is just listening to it without guilt recently, because now we can listen to it again. All of her eras, she's such a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so so fun to listen to her old stuff. And like the re-records, I understand it was like, it was the principle of it. It was doing it because she then owned it. But now I'm just so grateful for her and mostly for us.
Yeah.
That as listeners, we can now listen. I
want to go listen to White Horse.
Oh my God. When she is like that, like high-pitched kind
of. Yeah, I'm going to have like an emo walk home from the event that we're going to and listen to White Horse by Taylor Swift multiple times.
No, I get like goosebumps when I listen to her old stuff.
So good.
Ugh, go Taylor.
Should we do our advice segment? Oh, yes,
we do have a question that was sent in. You guys, reminder to email us, matchmadepodcast@gmail.com, I think is our email address. Let me refresh my memory on that. I can't even remember our email. This is Adam's job. matchmadepodcast@gmail.com. Send us stories, send us literally anything you see on social media that you want us to talk about. Like, our email, our inbox is open. So I have an email here we're going to read, and then we have a little event that Colby and I are going to, which is country themed, which is
why
I even brought up the whole country thing in the beginning of this episode. Like, New York City is having a moment.
We also never finished, like, why you don't like having two destinations on a date.
Oh, why I don't like two places to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying, like,
then you want to go to three and four and five.
No, that's the thing. Like, I get carried away. I'm like, oh, we're on a crawl.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to one bar and then or a restaurant and then another or whatever, vice versa, like I'm eating or whatever. If there's drinks involved at multiple destinations, like, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie.
Right.
You know that book?
Yeah.
If you give a mouse a cookie, he's probably going to ask you for some milk.
Yeah.
If you give Katie one bar, she's probably going to ask for another one. If you say yes and bring her to another one, she's going to want another one after that.
Yeah.
And then she's going to want a slice of pizza. And like, then the night just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, too many lukewarms.
Very true.
So that's how I feel about that. And that is my reason. But I'm happy for you that you could do two and it'd be fine.
Yeah. I like the little walk. It's like the opportunity to like do a little arm holds or like something cute.
See, that's why I like the date being close to my apartment.
Yeah.
Because then it's a walk home. And I just need to like have it in my mind, be very strong and firm if I feel this way that I don't want them to come up. So I'm like, I think about that beforehand, what I'm going to say to be like, had a great night. Bye.
Right. Thank you. This is my stop.
Except for.
But then doesn't that freak you out that they like know where you live if you didn't like them? Well, then you wouldn't have them walk you home, I guess.
Well, then, in that case, if I don't like them, I would just walk to a random ass apartment and be like, this is me.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then just be like, oh, I'm going to call my mom before I head in, but see ya.
Yeah.
No, there's so many ways you can go about that. But yeah, that's actually a very fair point. If you're listening, take heed.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you don't show the wrong person where you live. Except for, in hindsight, Jack and I on our first date. Oh, see, here's a perfect example. We went to one bar, then we went to another one.
I recall.
And then I was like, let's go get a bottle of wine and bring it up to my apartment and drink it. And there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. We haven't stopped speaking since. So it worked out, but typically speaking, historically, whenever that would happen, I would wake up in the morning with like extreme regret.
Right.
So I would usually stick to one.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I did have an extreme hangover.
Yeah. I remember.
I had an extreme hangover that day and I was feeling scaries. And then it turned out, and you know what? That was June 15th, 2023. It is June 13th when this goes live, 2025.
I was gonna say it's that when you celebrate your anniversary, but it's not.
Well, we are going to dinner on Sunday night, which is cute. The anniversary of our first date.
Are you going to where you had your first date?
We're not going
to. I don't think you can eat there.
To Wilfie. Well, actually, Wilfie and Nell has great burgers, but we're not going there. We're going to Joseph Leonard's, actually, which I saw you were there
recently. Oh my god, it's so cute.
Joseph Leonard's is where I told Jack, or he told me, and then I confirmed that I love him.
Oh.
We were sitting at the bar drinking. Well, I was drinking a martini. He was drinking a beer. I forget. I have it in my notes, like what exact day that was, but I believe it was in August of 2023. So, like, pretty. Was it? Yeah, it was. It was August. It's in my notes. I actually wrote down the song that was playing at the time as well.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's how I am.
That's how you operate.
Anywho, let's read this question, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, the subject line is, am I leading him on? Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Love the pod so much. Y'all have gotten me through college and now my first year post-grad, and I look forward to episodes every Friday. Okay, so here's my predicament. I've been going on dates with a guy I met on Hinge, and we're on date number 5. So it's been going well so far, but still early days. Kind of, question mark. Here's the catch. I'm moving to a different state for work in 2 months, and I haven't told him. My Hinge does say short-term, looking for a short-term relationship open to long, so in a way, I've been kind of transparent. But there's also no way that I'm going to do long distance with such a new relationship. So I guess I'm not being fully transparent. What do I do? Do I tell him I'm moving soon, but we'll be down to just hang out and keep doing what we're doing for the next few months? Or do I cut things off before it gets too far or too deep? I don't want to lead him on because I don't see anything long term, but I also do enjoy hanging out with him. Any and all advice is greatly appreciated. For more context, my friends say I should just keep doing what I'm doing because hashtag women and men in male fields.
So true.
I love that trend. And I don't owe him anything, but also, like, I wouldn't love if someone did that to me. Also, I'm 22, almost 1 year exactly post-grad, and I dated my high school sweetheart for nearly all of college. Like, fully thought he was the guy I was going to marry, but it just didn't work out. In hindsight, thank goodness. I've been single for 2 years now and not sure if I should be soaking it up more, dating around even more, or looking for a boyfriend. I also feel like I don't know the full etiquette of dating because I was in the same relationship for virtually all my adult life. My Hinge says open to long because when I just put short-term relationship, it was not the kind of men I wanted matching with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Like, I don't need a husband at this exact moment, but I also want more substance than a random hookup. Just had to clarify.
Okay.
So she gave us lots of information. And she sounds like she's trying to do the right thing, but also, like, doesn't know what to do. And she's only 22.
Yeah. I feel like, how many more weeks, months do we have?
So she was, they've been on 5 dates.
Yeah. And then when's she moving?
Moves to a different state for work in 2 months.
2 months. I feel like keep your Hinge active, go on a date with somebody if they cross your desk.
But no, but she's on date number 5. Like, should she tell him? That's the question. Like, should she tell him?
Yeah, but then she was saying that she doesn't know if she should be, like, dating around, whatever. I feel like she should, like, keep browsing. If somebody comes up that she, like, wants to go on a date with, sure, do it. But also, don't feel like you have to. And I feel like she doesn't need to tell him yet. Like, who knows if at date number 8 you're still even going to want to see him for date number 9, and you have 2 more months. If it comes up, like, in conversation,
yeah, like, if he's, like, trying to plan ahead and he's like, what are you doing for,
yeah, or like, what are your plans for the summer, and then you can be like, oh, well, I'm trying to soak it all up because I'm moving at the end or something.
Yeah.
Or I guess, you could say that, and that's a good way to, like, tie it in organically. But I also don't think that you need to just be upfront and be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that,
yeah,
I'm moving in 2 months.
I don't know, because I think I would tell him, like, immediately. Yeah. Only because I know how it would feel on my end, like, if I was dating someone that I was really excited about and we've been on 5 dates, and, like, I think after 5 dates you more or less know if this person's, like, at least compatible.
Yeah,
like, you are compatible.
Also, from a guy's perspective too, it's like they're invested in, like, some capacity at that point, where it's like,
he would have ghosted you by now if he wasn't into it and, like, had no shame. I feel like that's how guys are, to generalize. But I feel like if it were to happen to me, I'd be really bummed if I was seeing someone that I was really interested in and then he was like, oh, by the way, I'm leaving.
But I think a good tomorrow. Way to bring it up is, like, yeah, I feel like at some point you are going to have to tell him if you are enjoying hanging out with him and wanting to keep seeing him. But
it's,
I guess you also have to be prepared for him to be like, I'm looking for something serious. Like, bye.
What you told us in this email is, like, perfectly reasonable. Like, it makes sense. You were also in a relationship for all of college, nearly, with your high school. Like, I think it's perfectly natural that you would want to then move to a new state and, like, not be tied down by someone 100%. Who's... I would advise you not to do a long-distance relationship with this guy, just because you maybe... Like, sure, I don't think you should, like, stop seeing him if he's still open to seeing you. But also, I feel like you need to be prepared for him not to want to see you.
Right.
Because he might want something serious. Right. Like, what did... my question is, like, what did his Hinge say? Like, did his say open to... short-term relationship open to long? Like, I wonder. Like, if that's something that he was looking for as well.
That's a good clarifying point.
to answer the subject line, am I leading him on? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, you're just having fun.
But I do feel like you should be honest now that you have this information slash it's coming up.
But I think like maybe bring it up as casually as possible.
Because ultimately you don't owe anyone anything, like if he hasn't asked.
Right.
But it is the nice thing to do. Yeah. It's the good, considerate thing to do to let him know that this has an expiration date.
And I guess like the other thing is, if you already know you don't want to do a long distance relationship with him, bringing it up in like an earnest way that's like, I really like you, whatever. Like then I think that would be leading him on to be like, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm moving at the end of whatever. Because then he might think like, oh, what are we going to do when you move? Like then that conversation might come up, and if you already know that you don't want to do that, like just bringing it up in a casual way to like give the whole situation a more casual tone.
Agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I will say, like, how exciting you're moving to a different state and you get to dip into that dating pool. I hope it's a fun. She didn't say where she's going. I'm curious. I also don't know where she is now.
Oh,
so I have a lot of questions. But I'm hoping she'll write up a follow-up.
Yes.
And let us know how it goes, slash how the dating pool is in her new state that she's going to. Wow. Okay, cool. We just created a fabulous episode for you guys, hopefully. I think we talked about some very relevant things.
Yes.
And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We will be back next week with another episode with Adam. He will be back and will be probably filled to the brim with stories to tell us from his travels.
I can't wait to hear about his trip. It looks amazing, and I am itching to go to Greece.
Me too. I really hope he remembers that I told him to bring me back a block of feta cheese.
He didn't bring me back my matcha from Japan, so
all right,
I'm not feeling hopeful for something that requires a cooler.
Expectations low. I don't think Adam has ever brought me a souvenir. Has he?
I don't know.
Has he ever brought you a souvenir?
No, I don't think so.
Back from a trip?
I don't think so. And we brought our souvenirs from London. Adam, hello.
Adam, if you're listening, you're a fake friend. Fake friend.
I'm trying to think what else is Greek.
Well, I'm just like asking, you know, I don't need a lot. Like
a trinket.
A shot glass.
Yeah.
A bottle opener. Like you can never have too many bottle openers. And
I like a magnet.
A magnet? Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll listen to this. I doubt it. I feel like he's busy. He's busy jet setting. But thank you guys for listening.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Are we in summer? Technically not summer.
Not until like end of June.
It's feeling like summer. So we're about to have a lot to talk about.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. Goodbye. We love you.
Ta-ta.
Bye. Oh, wait. Oh. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.